OGMGM, how una day? And we're coming out to another episode of the Pigeon Parlor Crypto Podcast, where una they bring you better story about cryptocurrency and everything with a sub for the crypto space. As I don't know, my name now Cross V, and I did very, very excited because this episode go show us better ways how you na fit make plenty money for this bull run, and I no go do anything. I know, say you gotta be not go too like this update. Okay, so the idea be say Oyibo people they call something passive income. Passive income be say you know go they do anything, but na money go they do work for you, and then go they give you other money. For example, person will build house and take the house rent, and as people they collect the house, right? Literally, you know they work again, but the house they give them other incomes. They give them money. So now the idea be that so we they want to examine how una fee use your una crypto where you don't get inside una wallet, get other money into your account. And now the idea be we won't present to you today, because for inside crypto, many ways they will una fee earn passive incomes. Passive income, right? And many people when you know this could just keep their money inside their wallet, and just they hope say the money we then get per adventure, maybe na optimism or Ethereum, or they just they hope say in go up, and na on top that in go up or in go down, now then the reason say then go get small profits, then they call and make you hold, HODL. All right, but other practical ways the way people fit and make money for with their coin or token with their wallets, and they no go break bank. For example, for local system now, they go talk say okay, if you put your money inside savings accounts, maybe you get 10 million naira or 10 million Ghana cedis. If you put them for bank, and after 1 year, bank will tell you, say they will give you 3% or 5% or more. The system no pay at all, because it no even make sense. Meanwhile, those bank people where you put your money with them, they go carry them, go give people where you trade, either expert forex trader or expert stock market trader. Then go turn them, then go generate 100% at times, if not 200%, 400%, they will come give you 6% after 1 year. Omo, it no make sense. So now why you now suppose they look into crypto and consider crypto if you never to the consider crypto? So make we just jump into the conversation, make you not waste plenty time. So one major thing, or the first thing where you guys understand if you want earn passive income with crypto, we say this one no be get rich quick scheme. Because if you check on top DeFi Llama, if you talk say passive income, that the way then they write them on top inside crypto now, APY, it means say annual percentage yield. So if I get $1,000 and I stake, I put them for passive income, and they say Ingo give me APY, I will come ask which can what's the waiting be the percentage of the APY Ingo give me. Then go talk say okay, so now this one they funny, because if you check on top DeFi Llama, you go see something like okay, this one they give 12,000% APY per year or more. No be small thing with that too. But if na so it they work, I would not go build house for on top of my divs now. I go rent one private beach there, just go on vacation. Because 12,000%, it means if I just lock my $1,000 for 1 year, I go get $12,000 return. Now on a crazy money. So many people, no be so it they work. But if you see them like that, then now so then they write them. But this thing I want to teach you today, it will show you how you feel differentiates between APY and APR. because APY day will be annual percentage yield with DEXs or exchanges or platform like DeFi Llama they put out based on inflation. So it means say the original, for example, if you see 12,000%, it no means say that the original percentage where you go get after you put your money inside with that. Now you go can take the due diligence, make you subtract between APR, annual percentage real yield, and APY, because for you to get the amount where you go get accurately, you guys subtract this APY with the based on inflation and APR, the normal amount where you supposed get. Now they feel me. So this explanation they very important, and if you want to understand this APR matter, just go to stakingreward.com now website, and the first one way the internet show you, you feel type things on top of them, and it will show you the calculation, how you feel understand the returns will go come to you if you put your money inside any protocol, right? Some protocol so they faithful, then go explain how things they work for you, but some protocols then go use sweet word sugarcoat them, and then they will give you the full details of everything we go get if you put your money inside, right? So I will give you some steps where you feel some various mechanism where you feel use to get passive income with your tokens or your coins. The first one is staking, right? Staking is a system whereby you go put your money inside one protocol for a particular period of days, and if you put your money inside one protocol for a particular period of days, then we'll tell you, say, for this particular period of days, this money we put inside this protocol, they give you this and this and this and this percentage. Now, if make I use Ethereum as an example, if you want to become Ethereum validator, you guys get 32 ETH before you feel be validator on top Ethereum. Validators now people we stake their ETH token or ETH token, yeah, on top Ethereum and Ethereum network, and then be part of the people where they confirm transaction, right? Remember, the system, the consensus mechanism where Ethereum they take work now proof of stake. But before you become validator on top Ethereum, you just get ETH, right? You just get 32 ETH. But if you know reach that way where you get 32 ETH, you go delegate your ETH token, give either DEXs or centralized exchanges. For example, if you look into some centralized exchanges, you go realize say opportunity day. You go see them, right? Something like staking. So the idea be say, if you give them your Ethereum, they then go combine plenty people Ethereum together, right? And then go come serve as delegators. So if it be like 1,000 people Ethereum, then collect for them to get that 32 ETH, then con act as delegator on una behalf. All the profits they can come, they go share them between the 1,000 persons. It makes sense now. So now, so those centralized exchanges they do them, but it they very dangerous. To carry your money like that and put for centralized exchanges. In fact, even they open centralized exchanges like that for attack, because when I know say the beauty of crypto now, decentralization. Say one person know the controller. So the other idea be say, if you don't see some custodial wallets inside those wallets, then get option for staking. Well, if I say that one still save small, but if you carry your money to, of course, you know, say nothing where I tell you for year in a financial advice. So you better make you do your research weller before you make decision. But I just tell you what's in the shop. If you see stuff like that, and for inside wallet, and you go delegate your stuff, right, for inside a thing like MetaMask or Trust Wallet or all those personalized wallets. Right? So if you stake, if you get certain percentage of reward, right? But don't forget, before you go ahead to stake, check stakingreward.com to confirm the percentage where you will get after a particular period of time if you stake. The number two way where you fee earn passive income with your crypto now through liquid staking. Liquid staking they different from staking. Staking be say, okay, after you put that your $1,000 down, you don't fee touch them or use them again for that 30 days where you stake them. I just do example. If now 1 year, for that 1 year where you stake them. But if you check liquid staking, it is a little bit different because liquid staking, after you stake for inside liquid staking, they go give you receipts for that staking where you do. And that receipts will then give you, if you still use them for another thing entirely. Share you feel me? If you see them for another thing entirely, we go transactional. So the idea of liquid staking be say, for example, may I use Lido as an example? Lido, they very important. Okay, if you stake it for inside Lido now, Lido will give you EWST Ethereum. Now the receipts where Lido will give you be that. If you stake for another protocol, they give you RETH Ethereum. RETH, right? R Ethereum. You know, you feel me? So now the receipts where that protocol they go give you be that, right? And but Lido na operator. I go break them down. You see, Lido, in fact, may I talk about Lido for a while? Lido de popular for Ethereum space because sort of for liquid staking, Lido don't monopolize how liquid staking they work. Because about 28% of the stakes with the Ethereum market, now Lido they control them. But 28% though, you know, saying a billions will they talk. No be small money be that. But one thing you must understand is we say, the good news we say, Lido, the way they operate, they know they operate just one node. That 28%, then creates 30 different nodes, and they ensure say one node no control past 5%, 2 to 5% of that 28%. Where Lido DAO generally the control, right? But the bad news be say, as Lido you know get one node where they control everything, now still one smart contract then they run, and now they concern with that, because if you're gonna go do this passive income thing, you guys they interact with smart contract. Imagine if this 28% where Lido they control is they control by one smart contract, and if that smart contract they compromise, may I say God forbid in advance, now the loss go too plenty. Because as of last year, about $2 billion lost. Now it happened for the crypto space, right? And almost half of that $2 billion, it is traceable to smart contract compromise. It means say people hack smart contracts and make people to lose their money. I just tell you, say, this is why they say it is very risky, but it also is very profitable. So you guys just, and they give you this information, so you could do your research and you know the particular platform where you won't commit to. The third thing we say, if you do restaking, if not on here, Egen Layer before. Egen Layer, they popular for Ethereum, right? And I cover one, we cover one for one of our video classes. In the na Babylon. Babylon na Egen Layer for Bitcoin. Where Egen Layer na Egen Layer for Ethereum. I mean, say restaking platform. Restaking, It means say you don't stake once, you feel the stake again, and it could still bring profits come your side, right? The fourth one where I go talk now, liquidity provision. You feel provide liquidity. If you don't know, if you don't dare around for a while, for inside crypto, you go down here something called liquidity pool. Liquidity in one way, na money. For any liquidity pool, then they call waiting be pool. Make us out from there. Pool na where plenty water they flow inside. In con day stagnant. You see that? Now pool be that. So it means say for liquidity pool, it means say where plenty people contribute money. So one way where if you use your money for inside crypto be say you feel provide liquidity for a particular pool. But if you want to provide liquidity for a particular pool, you guys make sure say you provide for, if you want to provide liquidity for a particular pool, you go use two pairs, right? If you compulsory make you provide liquidity for two pairs and it go they equal. For example, which two pair they paired together? It's USDT. If you want to provide liquidity for Ethereum pool, you guys get it, you guys provide for USDT. You know if you provide for it Solana, because if if you want to convert them back when you want to withdraw, you go experience something we call impermanent loss. Make una go do your research, say what it be impermanent loss. It means say your money go lose. Your money go, you go lose your money and you know if you get them back again. You go suffer impermanent loss. So if you provide liquidity for protocols, if you provide liquidity for people where they exchange money, because liquidity now how DEXs they do conversion. I remember one time where I did work for Bankless DAO, and we did collect bank tokens as reward. One time when we want change when I want convert my bank to USDT, I use Polygon platform. What's the name of Balancer? And on top Balancer, they tell me say no liquidity pool on top Balancer for that particular pair, bank and USDT. Say make I go Ethereum. As I enter Ethereum, I see liquidity pool. So liquidity now the thing where they always make it possible for things to be converted, money to change from one place to the other. And if you be liquidity provider, as you don't provide liquidity, all the gas fee when they charge on top transaction, then you go get caught inside the gas fees all the time. So of course it depends on how much will you drop, and it will determine how much reward will come back to you. The next thing we want to talk now, DeFi lending. If you do lending on top crypto, and you go lend people money, we won't lend money. And you go get, of course, smart contracts go execute them well. Platform like Aave and Ondo, right? They supervise these processes well. Where if you lend people your crypto, and you will get interest when they won't return them. So all these things where I don't discuss with you, I'm gonna go do your research well. If you get crypto where you no use for now, if you put them here. So that at the time when you go collect your money back, you go don't increase 10%, 20%, right? 25%. Before you know it, you don't double the money. Instead of the money, make you just sit down inside your wallet and you don't do anything. Remember, nothing will tell you for yet, not financial advice. So you better make you do your research well, so that you go feel maximize this information we will give you. I believe saying I don't learn one or two things inside this episode. If yes, make una follow us on Twitter, subscribe to our newsletter, and if you get a question, if you send us Gmail at pigeonparlor@gmail.com. Till I come to your face again, my name is Crossvik. Stay safe. Peace and love, guys.